We are so glad you're back. Today we open our Bibles to the second chapter of the Apostle John's first letter to the disciples in his church as we study of what it means to walk in the faith by walking with Jesus here on the Transformed Podcast. I'm your host, Mike Powers, here to guide you through this intensive verse-by-verse study of one of the Christ followers' most life-changing biblical journeys. As we open the second chapter of 1 John, remember we have discovered from chapter 1 that fellowship with God, the Father, can only be maintained by recognizing our daily sins, honestly confessing them quickly, and forsaking them as they are revealed to us. Now, building on that foundation, John explains that to know God and the power of His love is impossible without practical observance of His Word, which means that we must seek to walk as Christ walked, in love toward our fellow man, and in separation from the things of the world. Let's listen in as Dr. Matthew Lee Smith teaches his seminary students how to know God and the power of His love in our daily lives.
Thanks, Mike. 1 John 2:2. And He Himself is the propitiation for our sins, and not for ours only, but also for the whole world. We are continuing this idea that John, in the inner circle of Jesus, the one whom Jesus loved, at least that's what he said after everybody else was dead and couldn't argue with him. That's always a smart thing to do. It tells us that the essentials of walking with Christ, if you're going to really get the understanding of the lifestyle of Jesus, grab it from John, the inner circle guy. And he's the one who says, and he's been teaching us, that we have to understand a lot about this is firsthand understanding. We saw him, we walked with him, we talked with him, we know him, there's no question about him. We know what you're getting from us is what he gave to us. In other words, you're getting the stuff of discipleship. You're getting the soundtrack of discipleship. And in the soundtrack of discipleship, he's talking about this issue of sin. And in 1 John 1:9, he told us that if we confess our sin. But now he's telling us that you're not supposed to sin. If a person sins, that's not the Christ life. We're supposed to walk away from that. But if you do sin, there's a way to get that cleansed, but he wants you to understand that it's never about you. It's not about you. You don't take care of your sin. You can't work it off. You can't earn a reprieve. He tells us very clearly in verse 2 that he himself, I want you to notice the use of the wording, he himself, as opposed to he plus anyone else. He himself only. Jesus, absolutely only Jesus, is the, here's this great big word we use all the time. In fact, think about the 6 or 8 times you've used it this week already. The propitiation, you use it all the time. In fact, you say it, you're at the grocery store and you're having a conversation with the clerk and you drop the word propitiation. Everybody does, because they're Jesus people. Everybody does. Wrong. In fact, I have talked to people who've been Christians for decades. They have no idea what propitiation is. If you would just place in that, there's a whole bunch more to it, but if you would just place in your Bible next to it this phrase or wording, it will be a great help. My satisfaction, or the satisfaction. He is the propitiation. He's the satisfaction. He is the satisfaction for my sin, for your sin, for our sin. He's the satisfaction to God, the satisfaction of righteousness to God, of God's holiness, of His purity, of His offendedness, of His requirement. Jesus Christ is sufficient. His death, burial on the cross, and resurrection from the dead, his blood is sufficient and overwhelmingly so to cover not just your horrific sin, which is disgustingly large, or my horrific sin, which is disgustingly large. Not just our, in the sense of a small room of people, or a large congregation, or a city, or a county, or a country, but the entire globe's disgustingly horrific sin. But not just in a year or a generation, but in a century, not there, not a millennium, but of all humanity. One man's death is sufficient in God's eyes and in God's ledger book. One man's sin is sufficient, that man, the man Christ Jesus. For the satisfaction of all of the bookkeeping in heaven, for all of the sin you've committed, and everyone from Adam forward in between, and all the sin that will be committed. And I want you to circle in your copy of the Holy Word of God, not for ours only. Circle that phrase, not for ours only. There is a false, damnable doctrine running around that says Christ died only for the elect. From hell itself. For the rest of the phrase is simple in the inerrant, infallible, inspired, Holy Spirit directed, guided, and written, revealed Word of God. Not just ours only, but for the whole world. Jesus' blood and righteousness was sufficient to take care of every sin of every sinful person from every sinful generation from Adam till he returns again to take the last of the church home. So when you sin and the devil comes creeping into your head and says, you're never, ever, ever, never, ever, ever, never going to have God's love again, you blew it. You sent him to the cross. And you use that $14 word you learned as you studied the Holy Word of God. He is my propitiation. 1 John 2:2.
And with those words, Dr. Smith concludes this teaching from the Apostle John's first letter to his flock. We know you will benefit from every episode and hope you will subscribe to the Eagles in Leadership blog notifications so you do not miss a single episode. It is so easy to subscribe on our website, eaglesinleadership.org. Please tell a friend how much you are enjoying these teachings and encourage them to subscribe as well. And now until the next episode from 1 John, I'm your host Mike Powers, praying that the confidence that comes from a close relationship with Jesus will be yours as you apply His Word to your lives today.